Wet meadow? What's that?
Sounds like our backyard when it rains.
I bet it has more to do with the land after it rains. Let's ask these fellows.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Salado.
So, what is a wet meadow?
That's a good question for you, John. This is Dr. John Brungis. He's the wetland man.
A wet meadow is a wetland. It is a type of wetland. Wetlands are generally an area where water is near the surface of the soil or above the surface of the soil for a substantial part of the growing season.
Now, this area here is small, and it looks like it's just overgrown with weeds, but it's actually plants that like to have their feet wet. Walk around this mulch path here, and you can take a look at the variety of plants that are in this area.
Basically, what you're looking for, an area that is low-lying and receives flooding part of the year. So definitely they're frequently associated with riparian areas along rivers, and again on anywhere where you might have a lake where you have the edges of it are flooded part of the year.
Bogs, bottomlands, bottoms, call them what you want. The one thing they have in common is after it rains or after a flood, they simply have poor drainage.
I was right. That's our backyard.
Plants in a wet meadow love moist soil. For example, this tree, the river birch. Buttonbush is in a wet meadow. It'll actually grow in standing water. Witch hazel is here, rough-leaf goldenrod. Look closely, you'll find a spider lily. But there is very little woody vegetation. Some, but usually no more than 30%.
Lots of species of wildlife use wet meadows. Birds like song sparrows, woodcock, snipe, great blue heron, mammals. You might have a shrew, larger mammals like a raccoon, up to large mammals like deer and elk would use these type of habitat.
You can probably tell just by your footsteps that this ground is a little soft, but mushy can be amazing.
Wetlands of all different types are a tremendously important resource. In times when we have an excess of rain, they will actually capture that rain and store it. In so doing, they'll capture the nutrients that are washed off the surrounding countryside, and those areas become very nutrient rich and provide food resources and a place for these plants to grow that many wildlife species utilize.
I guess it may be a soggy place to lose a shoe, but it is a pretty cool place for animals.
You're right. We almost walked right by this place.
So would our backyard qualify as a wet meadow?
Those small ones are just as important as the big ones can be.
For a very small area, there is much that can still be said. So learn more about wetlands and how they benefit animals and people by visiting Dragonfly Marsh.